So here they are then, the Tudor odd couple, on the frontispiece of an English Bible. You take away any one of them and the Reformation wouldn't have happened. Or at least it wouldn't have happened in the way it did. Because they were like two pillars, theological on the left and the political on the right, with the king triumphant in the middle. Their agenda was always more radical than the king's. Cromwell's Protestantism was the product of the kind of anti-establishment killer instinct you might expect from the Putney cleverdick out to make a name for himself. Cranmer's convictions were more profound and thoughtful, but he too had strong personal reasons to side with the reformers. Shortly before he was appointed Archbishop of Canterbury, Cranmer had secretly married a German woman, Margareta, thereby committing himself to one of Luther's most shocking innovations. Cranmer, like Cromwell, was devoted to the Renaissance idea of a strong prince in a strong Christian state. The people were going to be given their Bible from on high, authorized, and no other version was going to be tolerated. And this picture of an orderly, even authoritarian Church of England is exactly what you see on the frontispiece of this great Bible, officially commissioned by Thomas Cromwell and published in 1539.